This is the day the Lord has made. Let us make a conscious choice to rejoice and to be glad in it. This is Dr. Elona Sanders, your transformation catalyst, and I want to thank you for joining our global empowerment community. We are dedicated to delivering personal empowerment, spiritual empowerment, as well as professional empowerment. You will break free and stay free. Listen now with new ears and an open heart. You will be awakened to who you are in Christ, become divinely aligned with your true purpose, and activate your miracle manifesting power. Thank you again for joining us. Stay tuned for today's empowerment message. Good morning, great morning, everyone. This is the day the Lord has made. Let us make a conscious choice to rejoice and to be glad in it. This is Dr. Elona Sanders, and I want to welcome you to another Global Empowerment Connection. This is a virtual community that is dedicated to delivering personal empowerment, spiritual empowerment, as well as professional empowerment. And today we are gathered here in this environment for our weekly empowerment message. I want you to affirm today that you are a divine reflection of God. As He is above, so are you right here, right now. And today you prosper even as your soul prosper. So with that being said, let's get ready to activate the success mind this morning. I'm excited about where we're going today. So let's bring our hearts and our mind together. Let's take a good healing deep breath in. And on the exhale, I want you to drop all the way down into your heart center, all the way down into your spirit. And I want you to sit and sit so relaxed. Sit so aware of this sacred moment that we are in. This is a moment of power. Next healing deep breath in. On the exhale, as we sit in this sacred moment, all over this global empowerment community, let us connect in together, knowing that we are powerful and that we are affecting the atmosphere. We are affecting molecules. We are affecting things down to a cellular level. Things are moving and shifting and changing and being created right here, right now, because we made a conscious choice to come together. Next healing deep breath in. And on the exhale, as we sit in this sacred moment, we are connected as one unified field of consciousness today. We're so thankful and grateful for all that is available to us. We're so thankful and grateful for the power, the supernatural ability that is illuminating from within us, from the best part of us emerging and unfolding and being expressed in this physical realm of appearance. And we confess today that we are powerful beyond measure, and we tapped into the authority that caused us to have unlimited potential, unlimited creative power. We're so thankful and we're so grateful that all things are working together, fitting into a plan for good, and we know that it is so. Go ahead and take one more good healing deep breath in, and on the exhale, again, if you're just joining us, this is Elona Sanders, and we are in the Global Empowerment Community. There is so much happening, so much going on, so much that I want to relate to us in this empowerment community. We just came from celebrating the 50-year mark of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. and his stay here in this earth realm and the impact that he had as a person that was ordained as an apostolic prophet to these United States of America and around the world. With that being said, I want to touch on something as it relates to our topic today. We're talking about the seven dimensions of glory, but where I want to start off today is going to help us to morph into really taking more ownership of all that's available to us. Now, when we come together in this community, we've talked a lot about being a super being, having the supernatural power, and then landing on the fact that the way that we're going to see this manifest with great potential is when we come together as a collective body and we start effecting policy, procedures, and structures and programs. That's how we're going to see it creative. And before we touch on these seven dimensions of glory today, I want to just really bring your attention to the level of what's really happening in a supernatural realm so that we would know where to direct our attention and our focus. When we talk on an individual level, I always encourage you not to be worried about devils and demons and struggling and fighting and being warfare, because I understand and I want you to understand that when we talk about spiritual warfare, we're speaking on a much bigger scope. We're talking about a broader range of things happening. And right now, there is massive warfare going on for the fight for the souls of humanity. And I'm speaking globally now because you realize that we live in a global world and everything is affecting all of humanity. It's no longer just you and your corner, you and your group, you and your church. All of humanity is being affected by what's going on. And if you want to make it simple to break it down, the fight against good or the fight against evil, but we hit a brand new threshold and there is a fight now. It's like we're at the last frontier of this fight. And what happens within the next 5 to 7 years is going to impact humanity for the next probably 100 or 200 years. So for those of you that know that you are called to make a significant impact and to know that you are activated with the most prime gifts that God wants to use in this season, this is your time. So when we speak about warfare now is time for you to get involved at a deeper level, because so much is going on. And I don't have time to get into a lot of it on this platform, but there are several things that's dear to my heart that I pray about, that I really use my energy for in a dimension of power, and one being the African American community. As we are concerned about humanity as a whole, there is a special place, because as I evolve, I'm seeing so much of what has happened in that community and what needs to happen from this point going forward. So without a lot of time today to just start specifically speaking to things, I want you to be conscious of this, that there is warfare going on a level that you and I have not seen. And the fight that's being fought right now is going to affect humanity for hundreds of years to come. And it's time for those that know that you are here for a specific purpose to really get in now. Now is the time for us to use all that has been given to us to affect change while we are here. So when I look at where we've been, understanding who we are, understanding the supernatural power and the ability that has been given to us, because I believe that the greater the understanding, the greater the intensity. The more that you understand something, the more you will understand how to operate with that power and become more effective. And so for us in this community today, my intention is to help raise our consciousness to the level it needs to be so that we are effective. And to not think small. In the Course of Miracles, they have something called littleness versus magnitude. In our Christian community, we would call it the flesh versus the spirit. In the spiritual development community or the success community, they will call it the ego mind versus the creative mind or the God mind, whatever you call it. What I want you to become aware of is that there are many ways to describe the same thing, and we're not going to get hung up on what we call it. But when we talk about littleness versus magnitude or flesh versus spirit, I want to raise your consciousness to another way of being and being aware of who you are and how you are positioned with this power and with this glory. So my understanding when the Course talks about littleness versus magnitude, and I can relate it to flesh versus spirit, when we talk about that, what we're talking about is operating according to your natural carnal fear-based self versus operating in, with, and through the glory of God, which is what we would call magnitude or being in the spirit or the spirit of God. So when we talk about dimensions of glory, there is no way that you can really put a cap on what we're speaking about, because dimension, just in a natural sense or a natural definition, it's talking about magnitude, size, scope, importance, range, capacity. And when you start talking about glory and the supernatural ability and the power of God, we cannot measure that, really, we cannot. We cannot put a cap on it because it is infinite. And the more that I try to bring this down to where we could understand it in 12 keys of supernatural powers or 7 levels of the dimension of glory, it, to me, really and honestly, it's like that's child play. That's child's play, because we cannot really grasp all of that, but we could start taking bite-sized pieces so that we could understand, and then we can focus and operate with greater intensity. So when we talk about the dimension of glory, or we talk about the supernatural, and we're talking about that realm that's not visible in this physical realm of appearance, it is limitless, it is endless, it is boundless. So in 2013, when I first started charting all of this and tracking all of this, and I started looking at different levels of the supernaturals, different levels of glory, and it all really kind of mixed and gelled together. So when I started looking at the supernatural realm, and we talked about that and went into the 12 steps, but this is where I want you to land today. The first thing I want us to look at in this supernatural realm, in this realm of glory. Now, when we look at it from a spiritual perspective or Christian perspective, when we think about glory, we're thinking about the presence of God. And so our good apostolic leader, what is his name? Maldonado, right? His first name is escaping me. But he talked about how to walk in the supernatural power of God. And he did a really good job of describing the difference between gifts, anointing, and glory. And we understand that when we talk about glory, we're really talking about another dimension or another representation of supernatural ability. And so we're not going to get into that. We're breaking down those three components today. So when we talk about glory, I want you to think about the very essence of God's presence, his spirit, his source, his power, all that that goes along with moving in this supernatural, above natural, or beyond natural realm. And the first word that I want to leave with you today that I want you to start really meditating on this week is when we talk about the dimension of glory, the supernatural dimension, I want you to think about that you are in a realm of unlimited possibility. I want you to write that down. And I want you meditating on that, because so much of the time we are locked in a dimension of limitation. We are locked in a dimension of being confined by the universal mindset of your peers and of the groups that you are affiliated with. But I'm looking for people in this season that you are ready to really break out of the box of confinement, break out of the box of limitation, and not see things as insurmountable, but see it as you being able to use what you have and gather people of like mind and begin to affect change. So I want you really meditating this week on the idea of possibility. When you step into a dimension of glory, you are in limitless possibility. And see, that's the difference between this littleness and magnitude, or flesh versus spirit, or the ego mind versus the God mind, right? So when you talk about possibility and being in this dimension of limitless possibility, and when you start meditating, just even saying that those two words, unlimited possibility, just saying the word possibility, just go ahead and say that to yourself, possibility. You should feel your heart space open. That's one of those words that carry great, great activation for increase. Just say the word possibility. When you say that word, you really should feel a lightness right in your heart center, because that's a word that will activate increase. When you are in a dimension of possibility, then suddenly you get hope, you become inspired, you become encouraged, you become enthusiastic, because now you know that you're in a dimension with the creative power of God. So when we talk about the glory of God or the presence of God, you got to go beyond where we think of it in our Christian mindset of just smoke filling up a room. And God knows I love the smoke filling up the room. Or thinking about it just in terms, as the biblical writer said, that, you know, when the glory of the Lord entered, the priests were not able to minister by reason of the glory. But I need you to start thinking about the glory of God as a dimension that you live in this glory. You live in this glory because you and God are one. And so the more you think about being able to operate with the essence of God, the power of God, the creative ability of God, you will begin to know that in any given situation or circumstance, there is unlimited possibility. Oh, this is good for me today. How about you? There's unlimited possibility. So where I want us to land, so that you can work this and you can, you know, you can flesh this out, you can work it, you can own it, is that as you encounter whatever you encounter this week, this month, that you will know that you are not confined to the norm. I say this to clients all the time when they run into difficult situations. Other people's experience does not have to be your experience. It doesn't. It doesn't have to be your experience. It doesn't matter if 50 people all tried for the same thing and they all had the same experience. That doesn't mean that you have to have that same experience. But because we are, creatures of familiarity, we are creatures of the norm, you will tend to put yourself in that dimension of normal. But yet we want to say that we're supernatural. It does not have to be your experience. So even if someone says, well, normally you have to take step one, step two, and then by the third year you can enter in step three, maybe step four. You have to know that that does not need to be your experience. It's all about what you believe you are entitled to, what you believe you deserve. And I understand that deservability is something that many of us have to work on. Understanding that just because you're here, you deserve it. Because we were raised up with the kind of background that we had in the religious arena, we always felt like we had to earn God's love, earn his favor, earn his trust. But really and truly, God already has granted. He already loves you. He already believes in you. So we have this whole mindset of having to deserve good. You all remember the familiar feeling of when too many things good happen? We've all been there, that you honestly stopped and asked, am I getting ready to die? Because we're so used to struggle. We're so used to things not going right. We're so used to having to fight for everything. But what happens in this season, if you start thinking about possibility, even when I think about my African-American community, and I know that there are other ethnicities gathered here in this community, but right now something is stirring because I see where our work is cut out for us and our community. Even when things look insurmountable and impossible, we have to think possibility. We have to think possibility and to think just because something has been a certain way doesn't mean it has to stay. And we have to start effecting change on the level that we can, but we have to start collaborating together. We have to start working together. We have to start pulling one another in. And we have to really overcome and step out of that whole mindset of divisiveness that has been woven in our DNA, where we are divided, where we don't trust one another, we don't value one another, we don't love one another, we don't honor one another's gifting. Where we're landing, what I want you to walk away with today is knowing that when we talk about being in a dimension of glory, and we start thinking about the essence and the source of God, you have to begin to own that as yours. See, I know that our mindset is used to us praying and believing God and waiting for the presence of God to come and the anointing of God to come, and it does what it does and then it lifts and it goes away. But in this season, I want you to know that you live in a dimension of glory. You live in a supernatural realm. You are supernatural. And so when you own it, and then you understand that, okay, the essence and the source of me is God. And if the essence and source of myself is God, his presence is already with me, his glory is already within me, then let's tap in and let's activate that glory. And we want to land in the space of possibility. We want to think possibility. We want to breathe possibility. Did not the writer of the gospel release this, that all things are possible? All things are possible. So we want to start looking at unlimited possibilities. Now, when we look at the quanta field, and we know that when we look at those wave particles are all different probabilities and possibilities that can happen depending on, watch this now, where you put your focus and your attention. And that's where we want to grow up this year. We really want to grow up this year to where we are operating more from our God self and our God mind more than our natural carnal self that's connected to the fears and the disappointment and the limitations and the injustice. We don't want to connect with that so much that we forget we are super beings, supernatural, and we are operating in a dimension of glory. So how do we make this real? See, because what I don't want to do is I don't want to leave us thinking that we're up in the clouds somewhere and that we are in this spiritual dimension and we're above everything. No, beloved, because you must live in this earth realm and operate in this earth realm, but you're doing it from a dimension of power. You're doing it from a dimension of glory, but we have to work here. We have to affect change here. Your life, I want you to hear this because this is good, and I'm going to end with this. Because your life is not about you. And that's the littleness. That's the littleness. That's the small mindset that we all get stuck in. We all have been stuck there. But if you want to really talk about operating in this dimension of glory and allowing the supernatural power of God to flow out of you because you are a super being, we have to shift that mindset of always thinking it's about us. What can I get? What can I have? I want you to really hear this because we all have lived there. But there is another place that you're being called to. There is another mindset you're being called to operate out of. Because we all want things. We want the house, the car, the job that pays well, the bank accounts, the investment portfolios, the friends, the relationships. We all want that. But I want you to hear this. Your life that you are living is not about what you can get and what can happen for you. It's all about what can you allow other people to feel and experience because you show up. Now, when we get that, I want you to think about this for a minute. How many times you opted out of connecting with people because you thought about you? And you thought about you being uncomfortable. You thought about you being looked at. You thought about you being judged. And you missed an opportunity to show up and allow the essence of the presence of God in you to be seen, to be felt, to be experienced, to be impacted by other people so that they are receiving. So this is how you think of you. And that's going to help us to understand that as we move and we start affecting change, that your life is not about you. It's about what are you going to allow people to experience through you. What is the sense of having all of this ability and this power and we're hiding? We're hiding in the spirit of littleness and smallness and fear when we need to show up. So as you go to your several places this week, to your jobs, that you show up, your businesses, your community, your families and extended families, go with the mindset that you're going to allow people to experience you, because that's what people do. They don't really just see you. They experience you. And them experiencing you is not about you. It's about you allowing that essence and that glory of God to be felt and to impact other people's as you go. So to wrap this up this week, let's meditate on possibility. Anytime you run into an obstacle, I want you to think possibility, limited, unlimited possibility. Because those wave particles are waiting to take their cue from you, depending on where you allow your mind to go to rest. Will you allow your energy to focus? Where you're going to put your attention and intention? Those particles will begin to respond. And there are a million different ways any given scenario can work out. So let's start thinking possibility. Let's start thinking the answer is yes. Let's start thinking giant leaps and bounds as we move forward to have a greater impact in the community that we have been called to. All right, my time is up, beloved. I'm going to release you. Go to the website, IlonaSanders.com. Sow your seed today. Be a blessing to the ministry. And we will see you right back here next week for another Global Empowerment message. Have a great day. Bye now. It has been my divine pleasure to serve you today. Remember, information without implementation will not yield a fruitful harvest. Please continue to connect with me on social media, Facebook at Ilona Sanders. You can visit my website at IlonaSanders.com for more resources, masterclass, workshops, or upcoming events. Please send me your thoughts, questions, comments, or feedback to es@IlonaSanders.com. Until next time, continue to move in purpose, on purpose, and be blessed. Bye now.